Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome and good morning, everyone. I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Tom. How you doing, Tom?
Everything's well over here, Kim.
Very good. We got Sherry here.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good. Really All right. good. Even though good. I miss my canoeing.
And Jennifer, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm really excited for our show today. We have a lot of great people to talk to.
Yeah. Well, if anybody is just starting with us here this morning, I'm so glad that you're here. We bring you the brighter side of the 805 and we're just really about listening and learning and laughing and you know, that's what we're doing. We're just spreading the brighter side. So I just as a reminder, check us out on Facebook, and we've been growing like leaps and bounds out there. Also, we always have things that we are giving away there. I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show right here on the same channel, AM 1590 KVTA. And again, if you miss any of our shows or you're interested in any of our guests that we are talking with, their books, their programs, their any of their stuff, you know, you can always give us a call at 805-419-0008, or you can listen to any of our past shows on iTunes/Kim Pagano Show or KimPaganoShow.com. Again, you might want to write this phone number down, 805-419-0008, 805-419-0008. 419-0008. That is where you're going to be able to win all these amazing things that we have partnered up with, and all these great venues and events that are happening in the 805. So I would love you to be a part of that. Tom, what do we have?
We have a lot of cool stuff. How about Winter Wonderland? You can join us December 11th from 6 to midnight. That's 6 p.m. to midnight for a Winter Wonderland holiday extravaganza to benefit Give Kids the World Village in Kiwanis of Thousand Oaks. Give Kids the World Village is a 70-acre nonprofit resort in Central Florida that creates magical memories for children with life-threatening illnesses and their families, too. This provides accommodations at its whimsical resort, donated attractions, tickets, meals, the whole deal. Tables of 10 for this great benefit will be $650, includes 2 bottles of wine. Individual tickets are $65, and all are welcome. The evening will include a holiday buffet, dancing, DJ raffles, everything. There's all sorts of stuff going on. Silent auction 2. Contact Rosemary Barney at 818-707-1220. That's 818-707-1220.
Perfect, perfect. And not only that, we've got Beauty and the Beast tickets that's playing over at Fred Cavalli. Do you not have our whole thing?
Fred Cavalli.
Cavalli.
Yeah,
thank
the
you.
Cavalli
thank
Theater.
You. Thank you. And we've got a few tickets for that. And I know you're getting ready
I'm
to
so
go.
I'm so excited to take my kids. I love to take them to a holiday show every year.
Yeah,
it's
it
great.
Is.
It's then we miss those days.
It's a fun tradition. And I have boys, and I still think it's something they really look forward to. It's our big it's
My daughter
our
used to love doing that.
Yeah, we. It is. You kind of get
really
a little dressed
fun.
Up.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
to there dinner, you go. It's really fun.
We also have Shrek tickets over at Kaneoa Players Theater, and that's going to be going on right now through December 14th. So we've got tickets for that too. And then we've got, I don't know about you ladies, but I have a career at doing this, okay? The annual holiday home tours, okay? And we have teamed up with Cancer Support Communities. So you go through, you get to check out all the decorations, all their beautiful homes. We've got tickets for that to give away.
I love to see how other people decorate for the holidays.
Yeah, so this is a supporting the Cancer Support Community Valley, Ventura, and Santa Barbara, and it will be held. It's this 23rd annual home tour on Saturday, December 6th and December 7th from 10 to 5. So we've got tickets for that. Also, my friend Jason Love, Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night at Camarillo. We have so many things, and he's doing it Wednesday nights, November, every Wednesday night, no, or every third Wednesday night, I think it is. This one is November 19th, and we've got tickets for that. Jason Love and a few of his friends over at the Regency in Camarillo. It's a great show. Gosh, so many things that we've got. We've got Big Swing, Holiday Swing with at the Poinsettia Pavilion in Ventura. We got Ronald Reagan Library tickets for the auto show. And we've got a cooking class with one of my friends, Amy, Chef Amy. So there is so many things going on. All you have to do is write down this phone number, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Let's start off with comedy right now. A couple tickets to Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night at the Camarillo Regency. That's November 19th with Jason Love. Give us a call right now. With that, I'd love to tell you about our show today. We've got Shauna Evans, the author of Skinnylicious, Light and Scrumptious Recipes for a Slimmer You. Then joining us is Nick Lorenzino, and he's going to talk about Beauty and the Beast. So we'll find out a little bit about that, and that is the musical. And also, we're going to talk with Deborah Greenidge and Joe Elliott about... So funny. You know, I never thought that I would be interested in this, but we talked about it. The Red Hat Society National Hoot event.
So what's the age group for that, Kim?
I think it's all about 50 and older, but it's all positive. Yeah, and it's all positive talk, and it's all positive, you know. It's kind of like enhancing your life after 50, so I love it.
I think it looks so fun, like to be silly and not really care.
You would be a Red Hat lady.
Oh, and I would have the best hat, too.
Yeah,
I would have a big
I wonder
red
what
hat.
Something my mother would do. My mother belongs to things like, you know, the 40 carats, and, you know, she wears...
I'm a joiner.
She wears, like... What do you call it? A tiara?
What I want to ask him is, what's the red hat and the purple hat? I wonder if it's an age difference or something. I don't know. Anyways, but kind of interesting. So anyways, let's start with our first guest. I know. Isn't that crazy when you start looking in the mirror and you're like, who is that lady? Anyways, for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Brighter Side of the 805, The Kim Pagano Show. Let's bring our first guest on, Shauna Evans. And her book is Skinnylicious. Shauna, are you there?
I am. Thank you, Kim.
You're welcome. So thank you for joining us here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm an author of 3 cookbooks. I'm also a registered nurse and a mother of 5 children.
That's a lot.
That is.
Fun to me. They range in age from 21 to 10.
Wow. So what inspired you to write Skinnylicious?
Well, I had already published my first cookbook, which was Sweet and Savory, and that was a really enjoyable work endeavor. But essentially, right before I wrote Skinnylicious, it seemed my weight was climbing, and I never had a weight problem as a young girl, a teenager, even as a young mother. It wasn't until I started had some health problems and had to go on some medication, prednisone and such, that to reverse some life-threatening anaphylaxis, life-threatening health problems.
I don't want to interrupt you, Shauna, but I have to say, I completely agree with you. I've always was thin my entire life, and when it creeps up on you at an older age, you're kind of like, what are you supposed to do about this? It's so something you're not familiar with.
And I thought it was hormones that were, you know, kind of doing it. But I never had a weight problem either.
Ever
and I
in
used
my
to
life.
Think, like, why don't those people just eat less? I mean, you know, what's the deal? Hello?
Well,
it's hard. You can't.
And if you're not used to doing it your entire life, it's like a new concept to learn how to eat less and things
because
that don't
have
as many
calories.
You've never
dieted. You've never had to diet.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's the worst kind of weight problem to have.
It is. I think it is. In fact, a lot of people, you know, who... I knew a lot of friends from high school and college who maybe had more of a weight problem, and they were, you know, practiced dieters. And so they come back to a high school reunion, and they're trim, and the skinny girls who never had to watch what they ate could eat anything, had, you know, that speedy, awesome metabolism. We got away with a lot.
Isn't
for a
that
lot of
the
years.
Truth? Absolutely.
I'm thinking of the cheerleaders. The cheerleaders that were so
you know
thin.
What? Yeah.
When they came back to the reunions, the 20 and 30 years, suddenly they put a few pounds
Let's
on.
Let's not judge, Sherry.
That was me.
That
was the cheerleader.
Totally
I was the marathoner and cheerleader.
You guys.
I have to
they
say,
came back heavy.
My mom used to always make my homecoming dresses and all that kind of stuff. And I can remember her saying, and it was like during the football season, you cannot lose any weight because I cannot make this dress smaller. Like the boning, not because I was so little, but she'd already put the boning and everything in it. She couldn't make it any smaller. Like that was the size it had to stay, and it, big or not.
So,
well, I agree. And the really, the point that you both are bringing up beautifully is what I was doing was I was a marathoner. I was an athlete my whole life and a cheerleader and a gymnast.
Oh,
and
sorry.
I'm not no, I, you know what? And I went, but you know, my, I went back to one of my reunions a little heavy. And then I turned 35 and had some health problems and it just all kind of was a culminating problem. And what I was doing prior to this point in my life, I was 35, had, you know, these health problems, you know, eating the same way I had enjoyed. And I was, you know, size six and tiny. And this is after five children. My life turned upside down. And all of a sudden I was one of those people who had a weight problem.
Yeah,
and I
crazy.
Kept climbing, even though I was exercising the same and eating the same. The problem with what was happening was I really had to discipline my eating. And I was, like I said, I'd taken for granted being able to eat a certain amount of calories and enjoying the exercise that I did, but it wasn't working anymore. And so once I hit an all-time high weight that was just absolutely just frightening, I decided, this is it. I don't care if I, whatever it takes, I'm getting this off.
So Shauna, what was that moment that made you decide to make a change?
That brighter side.
That
moment.
Brighter yeah. side moment. That yeah, that exactly. That took you the brighter side of healthier eating.
Well, the sad news was it was affecting my health. My cholesterol was incredibly high and I wasn't looking very good. And feeling very good about how I looked, and I was very discouraged. I was feeling a little bit hopeless because I know the principles of dieting and exercise as an RN and as an athlete and all these things. However, what worked in the past wasn't working at this point. And in fact, I was getting fatter, and I had just run my half marathon and hit my highest weight about 4 weeks later.
Doesn't that make you feel great? I know exactly what you're talking about.
And it was awful. And I'm like, I couldn't beat it off. And I was trying to because I absolutely love exercise. It's fun. For me, it's a fun thing. And so I was really troubled. And when I got on the scales, and I really hate to admit this, but I'm just going to have to. When I got on the scales and I weighed more than I did in my heaviest pregnancy, that was the moment of, you know, awakening. I knew I had to get a hold of this.
I have to ask you a question, Shauna. Did you feel, because I've seen some specials, you know, that they've had people that have done these like research, and it's about, do people treat you differently?
Have you ever seen that movie where that girl puts on like all these like fake pounds?
I think you have to be extremely overweight. I think. I could be
I
wrong.
I don't know. I'm just kind of curious. Did people look at you differently? Or?
Well, I was about, let's see, I would say I was.
That's a really great point.
60 pounds overweight. And people always see me as really, really the trim athlete. Do they treat me differently?
Or look at you differently?
Probably
or...
not.
I would say you know, weren't probably... I think I, well, you know, to be honest with you, I tend to have a skinny face even when I'm heavy.
So here's my question. I'm going to switch it around because I bet
okay,
you
yeah,
this is.
That, yeah.
How did you feel? Because that's where you feel different, you know? I mean, you wake up, you have those fat days, those days that you feel like, oh, this nothing works, nothing's feeling good. I'm a hair therapist, and trust me, it's like you can't even get your hair good, you know? And so it's like, okay, I need to do something to make myself feel better. And that's really where I always start. I'm like, okay, I need to like just stop eating for a little bit. But it is really frustrating. So you probably... Maybe people didn't treat you differently, but did you feel differently?
Well, that's a very interesting question, and I can answer that in two different ways. First of all, I was somewhat in denial.
Absolutely.
And let me explain. When I looked in the mirror, I still saw my skinny self. I know that sounds a little maybe deranged.
Shauna, I know exactly what you're talking about. Sometimes I'd be like, well, who is that person? Because I certainly look way better than that.
Yeah. Well, no, I would look in the mirror and I still felt like this skinny girl inside, uh-huh. trapped in a fat chick body. but let me tell you, I'm a photographer. And when I saw pictures of myself, then... That's when I saw the fat girl.
Isn't that funny?
Now, and Shauna,
that is when I saw the fat girl. And that was very, very disheartening. That was discouraging, disheartening. And it did create a little bit of hopelessness because Not for one day or one week did I not try to lose weight and get a hold of it.
So
but it kept
what did
climbing.
You, we're almost at the end of our interview right
okay.
here.
You could wrap it up.
I know we're going to have you back because, I mean, I know all of our listeners, we're all in here. What did you do differently? What are we going to find in your book that's going to help us maybe shed some of those pounds and look and feel better?
Okay. What I did differently was I shrunk the window of when I ate. It's called intermittent fasting, and you can do it in different ways. The way I did it is I took an 8 hour where I ate, and then I let my body have 16 hours where it rested and had time to metabolize and time to digest and time to, you know, work on those things and give my body a chance, my metabolism, you know, to do its job, to do the processes, give our body a chance to, heal itself yes. and
so,
grow. And
so what do you do in those 16 hours
or in the other eight?
Or and Sean
during
also,
the eight, I'm eating during the eight. Now, what's important is during those 8 hours, it describes this in the book. I tell them a little bit about my story and then I give the tips. Within that 8 hours, I did keep my calories around 1,500 calories.
That's, I think, the key. Sean, I hate to rush you through that part, but I heard you say that earlier in the interview that you ate less. And I think those of us who have not struggled with a weight problem, we do not realize how much we eat.
And I have to tell you is because my husband and I started doing the calorie thing and we were at the airport and I was like, I just want to take something on the plane. Right. And I was like, OK, let's see. So no popcorn wouldn't be good. No nuts. Anything you put in your mouth is calories.
But
you don't realize that
realistically you can go without that food. Like you're not going to faint or anything like that. None of that's going to happen.
Well, it's interesting.
I sat
next to this really good looking guy that had lost all the weight. And he said, you need to find the freebies. And
So
like iced tea, just regular tea with nothing in it is a freebie. With that, where do we find your book? I'm going to have you back because I know that so many people are interested in this and it's a great topic for the holidays right now. And of course, we're all struggling in one way or another with this kind of a thing.
Okay. You can get it at Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. And so probably the best way. And also there's a link on my website, which is sweetandsavory7.com. So again, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any fine bookstores.
Great. And I would love to talk to you about some of your other books, so we'll get in touch with you. So thank you so much, Shauna Evans. And she is an RN, and her book is Skinnylicious. Talking about skinny, okay, Missy over here, I know that you've been doing the reduce. I got to get in there, and right now is the best time because it's the holidays.
Absolutely, right
up.
Before your New Year's. But I have to say, after speaking with Shauna, it's definitely true. If you are someone who's struggling with your weight, the first thing you need to do is stop eating so much. And that's very hard to do, especially if you cannot figure out why you're not losing weight. And at Reduce, they have a great doctor over there, that Dr. Roz Werner, and she is so helpful. And I've met with her several times, and really she would say, oh yeah, that's great. But until you start to write down what you're eating, you're really never going to know how to get control of this. And once I did that, literally, I'd been losing a little bit of weight here and there, you know, a couple pounds every week. But once I really journaled what I was eating,
it was scary, huge. Isn't it?
Yeah. And I said to her, oh my gosh, I eat. There's no big hidden mystery to my eating or anything like that. I literally eat way too much food. And now I can see that you cannot eat that much as an adult as you did when you're young.
And you know, one thing I want to say is people that are in recovery, I do a lot of work with people that are in recovery. Once they give up the alcohol, the sugar, then they eat. They do a lot of cross addicting. And then that ends up turning into a food addiction.
I could see that.
So this could be really helpful for them. You know, learning how to change their eating patterns
and being mindful.
It is. Journaling what you eat is probably the best advice anyone could give you if you're trying to diet.
There you go.
And if you
give out their number,
Reduce, the number is 805-375-4150, and it's located in Newberry Park right off of Wendy Drive. And I encourage everyone to give them a call. I cannot say enough great things about their doctors, and they can really help you out.
Perfect. I do want to say our next guest is Nick Lorenzini. And he is going to be performing at the Cabrillo Music Theater, and that is Beauty and the Beast. And we've actually got tickets to give away to all my listeners. So all you have to do right now is give us a call, 419-0008, 419-0008. I'd love you to go and be able to see that. It's a great film for the holidays, and not only that, for your kids or grandchildren or whoever. So be our guest here at the Kim Pagano Show. Again, our phone number, 419-0008. And you are listening to The Brighter Side of the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
On December 11th, 2014 for a Winter Wonderland holiday extravaganza to benefit Give Kids the World and the Kiwanis Foundation of Thousand Oaks from 6 p.m. till midnight. The event will include a holiday buffet, dancing, DJ, raffles, and a silent auction. Bring your office for a truly memorable event this holiday season. Please call Rosemary Barney to purchase your ticket or a table today at 818-707-1220 extension 619. Visit www.2kiwanis.org for more information.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And you are tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, starting your day in a brighter way here on the Kim Pagano Show. And we've got a full studio. Jennifer, are you ready for this? I know you want to take your kids here.
I do. I want to take them to see Beauty and the Beast so bad.
Yeah, well, we've got, I'm going to say his name right, Nick Lorenzini. Is that correct, Nick?
Yes.
Oh, yay.
Yes,
okay.
That is correct.
Okay.
Lorenzini.
Yeah, perfect. And a nice Italian name, obviously, right?
Yes, correct.
All right. So tell us, how did you get started in theater?
Well, that is, you know,
The million dollar question.
Right.
Yeah.
I started performing actually in third grade. I had seen in 1 year two performances that sort of, you know, changed my life. I saw a touring production of Phantom of the Opera in Phoenix, Arizona, where I was living at the time. And then I saw, coincidentally, Beauty and the Beast on Ice.
Ah.
And so I had never seen anything like it before. The production value and just these big theatrical shows just changed my life that year, and all I got for Christmas that year was Phantom of the Opera stuff and Beauty and the Beast stuff, and just sort of from there I got into the first summer plays that were coming through to the area and started taking any acting class I could, and you know, just continued on from there.
I love it. I do want to remind any of our listeners that are just tuning in with us right now, Nick is actually going to be in the Beauty and the Beast, and that's at Cabrillo Music Theater right here in Thousand Oaks. And we do have tickets that we are giving away, and you can win them by calling in right now at 805-419-0008. That's 419-0008. Nick, what are you playing? What's your role?
That's what I was just going to ask you.
I'm in the ensemble, so I get to play a bunch of different fun roles. I play a villager. I play an
How hard is that
object.
To switch back and forth?
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy, but at that I've done a lot of ensemble work, and depending on the roles, I prefer it. I love playing. It's, you know, you get the best of both worlds. I get to play just a fun villager, but then in Act 2, my biggest role is I play Monsieur Dark, who, I'll remind you, most people have trouble remembering exactly who he is, but he is the owner of the insane asylum who Gaston sort of grabs to help convince the town that Maurice, Belle's father, is crazy. So I'm kind of one of the bad guys in Act 2 who helps twist the plot around for a bit and, you know, gets things in a bit of a mess.
The
but
music
it's so much
in...
fun because I play a creepy old guy and the costume's incredible.
I love the music in Beauty and the Beast. It's such beautiful music and all the lyrics, I love them. What is your favorite song in the play?
I think I'll go against the obvious, because the obvious ones, obviously, we all love, you know, Beauty and the Beast,
the
Tale of Old
yeah.
Time. But
right.
I really love a new song the newest song to the show, Change in Me.
Oh, and that's I like that name sings. Of it. Yeah.
She sings it in Act 2 to her father, and it's just beautiful. And the girl who plays Belle does such an incredible job.
So, Nick, I'm a life coach. This is Sherry. And
hi, Sherry.
Hi. And, you know, acting sometimes is that plan B where you get sort of discouraged. You know, everybody wants to be an actor. And so I love to encourage my listeners and our listeners about, you know, what is it that keeps you pursuing your dream as an actor?
I have to say it's probably just that thing you can't quite describe, that sort of fire inside of you where you know that there's really nothing. There's just, for me, there's no other option. It's what makes me happy. I don't have to think about it. When times get tough, they are tough, but I wouldn't be happy doing anything else. So it's really, even in those moments where things are hard, I just don't even think about it. It's not, there's never really an option of giving up. It's just, you know, part of the trade, and I deal with it as best as I can and keep going forward and figure out how to make it better and, you know.
There you go. And so what keeps you on the brighter side?
Yeah, so what would you tell somebody, you know?
Obviously it's your passion, but what keeps you, what enables you to keep going every day when it's not perfect or you're not, you know, having your big show opening?
Probably friends. I think I have this, the community of actors is, you know, I believe, unlike any other, every just being...
The familyhood.
As the years have gone on, each show I've done has been, you know, with the entire company, anywhere from 30 to 60 new friends. And
not
show
amazing.
After
that's
show,
what I've heard. You work these long hours, you're rehearsing, and you become like a family, right?
Yep, absolutely. And especially on a tour, because, you know, I'll be with this group for all of Thanksgiving, for Christmas, for all of the holidays we celebrate, you know, you have to become each other's family, and you learn to love each other for, you know, for all your strengths and weaknesses and
probably lifelong friends, right?
Absolutely. So I think I really do have the best friends who I know will be there for me whenever times get
tough.
That's
like the best you could ask for, right?
It
there.
Is. That will constantly boost your self-esteem and help you get to the next level.
Have you ever been acting and all of a sudden you forgot your lines? Or, I mean, is that like how it feels where somebody else just gets it and they just kind of like nobody knows out there? Has that ever happened to you?
I'm fortunate. And the biggest line flub I ever had was during high school. So the stakes weren't quite as high as this national tour. But yes, I was doing a show in high school singing. It was actually my first lead. And I wasn't very comfortable on the role. I had a bit of stage fright at that time and had never sung a solo in front of audience members. So one of the nights I just completely forgot my lines and just, you know, did some arm gestures and smiled at the girl I was singing to for a solid 30 seconds until...
Wow, that's a long time when you're up on stage.
Fake it till you make it,
that's
right?
I love
it. It was terrifying, but luckily... Didn't scare me out of the profession.
That's awesome. Again, we're talking with Nick Lorenzini, and he's going to be over at the Cabrillo Music Theater, and that is Beauty and the Beast. And again, if you're just tuning in, we do have tickets, 419-0008. How long is it going to be going for?
It's December 4th through 7th.
Okay.
And if you haven't seen the show before, I highly recommend it. And if you have seen it, I also highly recommend you come because it's a new cast. I mean, this particular tour is in its sixth year, I believe, and its audiences still go crazy for it. And, of course, there's always new generations coming in, and it, you know, applies to every age. Kids love it. Adults love it. It's a great date night. And it's just, the original Broadway team have...
So much fun. So much fun. I love it. I can't wait to meet you, and I can't wait to see the show again. Yeah. Beauty and the Beast. Get your tickets, and that is over at Cabrillo Music Theater over in Thousand Oaks. Great theater, and just, it's like the season starting.
It absolutely is.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Nick, and I appreciate you coming out here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Of course, it's my pleasure. I can't wait to be back in Thousand Oaks.
There you go. All right. Stay with us because our next guest, Deborah Granich, and she is the CEO of Red Hat Society, and Joe Elliott, experienced manager for them, Red Hat Society. If you've ever thought about when you see all those women out and they've all got their red hats and they're in this big group, we're going to find out what does a membership entail and just say a little bit about it. They always look so fashionable. And what kind of hat would you wear? I know, I mean, Jennifer.
Oh, I would definitely wear something with feathers. It would have to have feathers and big. It reminds me of when I was in college, I had a group of friends, and we would do like crazy things, like dress up like nerds and pick up our other roommate from work and make her walk with us. Like crazy things like that are just silly.
I love that.
That's what the Red Hat Society reminds
Sherry,
me of.
Sherry, how about you? What kind of hat?
Maybe like a cowboy hat.
Oh, see, everybody
see,
has
Sherry's
their own
cooler
style.
Than me. Yeah. I would have like the big hat and like.
I guess funky.
Yeah, exactly.
You would be funky. I would have a little netting hanging down. Oh, okay. So, yeah, anyways, I don't know. Anyways, I'm really excited to talk with them. Again, what I would love to do right now is to give away some tickets for the cancer support community, and that is going through all these homes, the Holiday Homes. It's their 23rd annual Holiday Home Tour, and we've got tickets for it, and that is going to be December 6th and 7th from 10 to 5, and it's actually a self-guided tour. So anyways, I would love to share that with you. It's all the way through. This year's tour is through Lake Sherwood and North Ranch and Agoura Hills, and they're all decorated fabulously, and it's just I love that. I love seeing what other people's homes look like behind their closed doors, So anyways, with that, I'd love to give away a set of tickets right now, 419-0008. 419-0008. And for anybody that's just tuning in with us, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Kids are back in school, and now you have a little extra time to get back in shape. Reduce Medical Weight Control Center can help you get back on track. If you are anything like me, you are running from one place to another, getting kids to and from school and practice, or you're at work all day and just need some help to jumpstart your weight loss program. Reduce is a proven weight loss program with personal care from a licensed medical staff. It's fast, safe, and affordable. Only $100 per month, no contracts, no fees, and my favorite part, no food to buy. Call today and set your appointment to see if Reduce is right for you. The number is 805-375-4150. Just an initial appointment to make sure Reduce is right for you, and then they will help you make sure you stay on track with your weight loss goals. Call today, 805-375-4150. That's 805-375-4150, located in Newberry Park, just off the 101 freeway at Wendy Drive. Remember, it's not about being skinny, it's about being healthy. Call Reduce today, 805-375-4150.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. Join us on December 11th, 2014 for a Winter Wonderland holiday extravaganza to benefit Give Kids the World and the Kiwanis Foundation of Thousand Oaks from 6 p.m. till midnight. The event will include a holiday buffet, dancing, DJ, raffles, and a silent auction. Bring your office for a truly memorable event this holiday season. Please call Rosemary Barney to purchase your ticket or a table today at 818-707-1220, extension 619. Visit www.2kiwanis.org for more information.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show.
Hi, welcome back, everyone. I just wanted to quickly let everyone know that here at the Kim Pagano Show, we are looking for people who are doing great things for others, or maybe somebody who's trying to rise above hard times and needs a little help getting there. We are looking to hear those people's names and find out about them, and we've got some great things to give away to them, sort of help Christmas come early.
Kind of like the diamonds of Ventura.
And it doesn't have to be, it could be someone who does a lot for other people, or maybe somebody who just needs a little extra help to get where they're trying to go. We can help them here at the Kim Pagano Show.
Yeah, we would love to hear from them. So again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, or you can email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. But what we're doing, we've got lots of restaurants and a lot of venues that have given to us so that we can really share some really great times with them, and maybe they can kind of either enjoy or put their, you know, anything that's going on in their life kind of on hold for a night.
Absolutely. So. And we all know those people who constantly are giving back and don't always take time for themselves.
You know who I think of, and I have to just throw it out there, is the owner of Sober Recovery. I can't believe how many jobs that he provides in our community.
Wow.
And across the country.
So there you go.
I would like to
nominate him.
I really would.
All right. Well, our next guest are two ladies, and we've always seen the red hats out there. We're going to find out a little bit more about them. Deborah Granich, she is the CEO, and Joe Elliott is the manager of Red Hat Society. And, you know, it's funny. We were just talking before we left our last segment here about what kind of hat we would all have. And so I'm really excited to bring them on. And again, the Red Hat Society. Ladies, are you there?
Yes, we are. Hi, Kim. Hello. This is Joe.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Joe and Deborah. Thank you so much. We've got Jennifer and Sherry and Tom here. And so tell us, what does a membership in the Red Hat Society entail?
Well, in short, you become part of the world's largest playgroup for women. And we call
fun.
It recess.
I love it.
Yeah. Now, first of all, we were just trying to talk about what kind of hat. Deborah, what kind of hat do you have?
Well, I like the real fashion fedoras and the more sporty hats. But I wear all kinds. And
so
I have probably over 50.
Oh,
And they obviously have to be red?
Always, except for the month of your birthday. On your birthday, you reverse your colors.
Reverse.
So I wear purple with the red outfit instead. It makes it a lot easier at the restaurant when we're all having dinner to say, oh, take the birthday cake over there to the one that's having the birthday.
What a great idea. Okay, and Joe, what kind of hat do you have?
Oh, me? I have dozens. But the one that I like the most is a little teeny one. It's a little teeny cowboy hat.
That's what I would want. I'd want a cowboy hat. So how old do you have to be a red hat lady?
Well, you can be any age. So if you are under 50, you wear a pink hat and lavender outfit because you are ladies in waiting and you haven't earned your colors yet.
What would you say is the average age woman?
The average age is probably between 45 and 65 is probably the average age of our members.
We're ready to do this.
Over 100 as well.
I like the pink cat.
And what about in our area, Ventura?
Oh my gosh, yeah. We have so many chapters out there. Yeah, we have within a few hundred miles of you, we have about 7,000 members.
So exactly what does the Red Hat Society do? What would be like an average month?
Well, you usually gather with chapters once a month, and they always have outings. We don't have meetings, we don't have minutes, but we have outings. So we're all about celebrating life and having fun. And the wonderful thing, we never realized what a positive outcome this would be and how many women wanted to play. And as the CEO of Red Hat Society, probably the biggest, most surprising thing I've experienced is how many women in this world needed permission to play. They went, oh, no, I can't. I got to watch my kids. I got to donate here. I've got to give my time here. No, I can't take care of me. And what was happening, so many women were taking care of themselves last.
Oh, we know about that. Yeah. So, I mean, that is so true. I'm a hair therapist as well as a radio host. And all of my clients, they take care of everybody else. And they're like, oh, I can't do it. And I'm like, are you serious? Wait a minute. Let's put ourselves on the top of the list.
So what's a play activity?
Yeah. Tell us what you do at recess.
And well, we've done a number of things. We like to play dress up. So we've done we go to outings in regalia, so it could be just sparkling bling. We have dressed up in cowboy as well as pirate.
We've been
on a ship and had a pirate party. We have a group called Social Butterflies, so we had a whole social butterfly event where we're all dressed in butterflies. It's just all about playing with like-minded women who want to look at the life with the glass half full.
This is so great for our show. Life. This is what it's all about. We are truly the brighter side of the 805. And and we're growing into all the different areas. But so, okay, I mean, obviously, you have like a family of friends. You know, it's kind of like a support team. Do you have different speakers come in and speak, or is it just a luncheon? Talk to us about that.
Well, it's a wide variety of things that we do because every chapter is unique. So it depends on what the chapter is interested in. Some of them line dance. Some of them go on bus trips for the weekend. Some of them have sleepovers. Most of the time we like to dress up in our regalia, our hat and feather boas and bling and go out and be seen. But when I joined the Red Hat Society, I had plenty of friends, but there were things that I used to say that my husband just didn't want to do with me. Maybe that new theater, that play or something. Once I joined the Red Hat Society, I always had someone to do something with.
That is so
important. Someone
to
talk to whenever I needed to because of our message boards and our online communication.
We realize there's so many healthy benefits that, as a result of this friendship and fun and laughter. We've helped women through weight problems, through anxiety, through one cured woman of agoraphobia who was afraid to go out, and we helped her to get that confidence to go out again, and now she belongs to a chapter and she's out playing all the time.
Would you say it's mostly married women or single women?
That's what I was going to ask next.
You know what? We have all kinds. A lot of people had thought it was only retired widows. No, most of our women are working, and they just need an outlet from the everyday life.
So married and single.
Yes.
It sounds like it's an opportunity to be silly. And, everyone has lots of different friends and they provide different things in your life. But there are those people who will just kind of be silly, borderline obnoxious, funny, that not everybody will be that way with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. And so
we're excited about this event we're having next week.
So tell us about that.
Well, I'd love to. First of all, I'd like to explain what a hoot is. In Red Hat speak, that means an event that is unstructured, has no agenda, has no hostess. What we do is we pick a place to go, and we go there in mass. And when we go there, we shop, we meander, we have lunch, we visit, we take pictures with each other. We just have a really great time. And so we have a mass member-wide hoot at least once a year, sometimes more, because we have no rules.
Wow, this sounds really cool.
I like this club.
It's really fun. I'll tell you, there's magic in the hat.
I really love it. So question. Okay, so I know it is November 18th, right? It's the Hoot event. Where is it?
Well, we've decided that we've picked Walmart this time.
Walmart.
And this helps kick off our celebration of our year-long partnership with Always Discreet at Walmart. So we're the largest women's play group in the world, and Walmart is the biggest retailer, and they sell Always Discreet, so it seems perfect, yes. You know, perfect combo.
Can you talk about that, what we call it?
Oh, we call this a giggle guard.
That so everybody goes into a Walmart and just shops? And
I'll tell you about how it's going to work. It's for our members. But there's still time for anyone who would like to get involved, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. But what we do is we've RSVP'd on the RHS website, redhatsociety.com, and then we print off a scavenger hunt game to use when we go to the event. We'll dress up in our regalia so we can see each other, and then we'll go in groups or on our own. We'll just drop into the local, whichever local Walmart is available, we will drop in, and then we'll find the Always Discreet display, and we'll play the game, the scavenger hunt game, and then stand there and take a picture of ourselves, a selfie, and we load it up to Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And then from those pictures, we're going to pick 12 winners to win tickets to our annual convention, which is going to be in Indiana this year. It's the Speedway Sparkle. And it's next summer.
God, these ladies are full of fun.
Yeah,
I love it.
Fun.
Okay, so like we have a Walmart that's right down the street here. Okay, uh-huh. So all Walmarts are participating?
Yeah, we
hope to see you there.
Yeah.
All fun. Are you okay?
Hey, this is hysterical.
I know. We could go.
It is hysterical.
I
mean,
I'd want to go with people.
I know. Yeah, you have to go with people.
Still
can.
It's still fun. Now, this is a free event. But when if someone actually buys the product, Always Discreet, then they can take their receipt and redeem it. There's a way to do that. You find out on our website. And they'll be awarded a pin, pin that says Discreet Diva.
Wow, I love it.
Oh,
okay.
And if you do end up going to Walmart and doing a selfie and loading it up onto Facebook, make sure you use hashtag AlwaysRHSHoot. And you'll be able to see all the pictures for that day. It's going to be fabulous.
And remember, Joe, it's a free event for all of our members.
Right.
So
I love it. Too much fun.
So absolutely.
Fun.
Sign up now while you can.
Okay. So, again, just for my listeners so we can get this right, again, we're talking with Deborah and Joe. We're talking about the Red Hat Society. What an amazing family that you can be a member of, this queen or a member, right? And they have an event coming up November 18th. It's called the Hoot Event, and where all of the Red Hat women are going to be walking through any of your local Walmarts, correct, and doing a scavenger hunt. And then mm-hmm. you want to take a selfie, and anything that you buy there, right? Tell us that last bit.
Yes. If you want to buy, you know, sample the product and buy it, you can turn your receipt in. There's a redemption form on our website. And you'll get a collectible pin.
How fun is that? Well,
you know, and I just want to say this. I mean, I work, again, with people that are changing their lives, whether they're life coaching clients, recovery clients, and they're always looking for fun. And so, you know, there's no excuse. There's always fun out there. And this is something that people can get involved with.
It's so true.
That has nothing to do with their recovery. It has to do with just being out there and living life
and
having fun.
Yeah, not being afraid to be yourself.
Exactly. We all know where to go to volunteer. And we really, anyone who wants to do that.
Go to support groups and do all the heavy stuff. But there's
that kind of gut laugh that you did when you were young.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of as you get older, it's harder to find things that make
you
laugh
like
that.
Let's do this, ladies. This would be really fun. Yeah. I'm really excited.
And what we do, we try and bring back the laughter in women. I'll tell you, I had a gentleman send a letter to us, and he had a photo of his wife, and she was all in beige. She almost was washed out on
That's
the photo.
Fun.
With no smile. And he says, I want to thank you for bringing back the life in my wife. And he goes, here she is today. And
wow.
She's in bling and regalia and smiling ear to ear. You can't imagine. It was just this thank you, Red Hat Society, for bringing her back.
Well, Red Hat Society, that's what we're talking about right now. If you want something silly in your life, you want to find some new women to, you know, just to hang with, right? I mean, that's really what it sounds like, just to reignite your life. Definitely look up, what is the website?
Redhatsociety.com.
Well, you sound like a hoot, both of you right there. I think this November 18th is going to be amazing, and I love it. It's just a simple thing, and then you can find out all the great things that are happening all the way through our community. Again,
absolutely. We say that we are not invisible. We are invincible.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And again, no age to do this?
Absolutely, no age.
Okay.
And we are so delighted that we have this partnership with Walmart, with Always Just Freak at Walmart, because they're the largest retailer. We're the largest play shop, fun group, and Always Discreet has a product that will help our members to be able to continue to play without hesitation.
Sounds amazing. All right. Well, again, you know, Red Hat Society, Deborah Greenwich and Joe Elliott, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. And thank you again. We'd love to have you back and find out more about it.
Thank you. It was a delightful.
All right. Thank you. We are actually at the end of our show. And no, we're not. Tom's saying we're not.
Okay, I'm calling my friend in Texas, and I'm going to tell her about this event. And I want her to go to a Walmart there in Austin and take a selfie, because she's a huge social media person. And I think that's so fun.
I know. I think we should get our little
red
hats. Do we get red hats or pink hats?
Was it a day? Was it during the day or was it at night?
During the day.
Yeah.
Any Walmart store.
Okay, so what is November 18th? What day is that?
It's a Saturday or a Sunday.
Okay. You know, it's
oh, no, I'm sorry. It's a Tuesday.
Oh, that's even better. Yeah, that's even better.
Anytime your store is open that day. I'm on their website reading
this. Oh, that's good. So they accommodate working people.
So even if you wanted to sneak around and just see what it was kind of all about, you could go.
And not wear
a red hat.
That's so like you, Jennifer.
Absolutely. Well, you know, just to sort of see what it's like.
Test the waters.
Exactly. Well, especially if you're kind of afraid to do something like that. It kind of gives you an opportunity to sort of look at it from a distance.
There you go. So question. I know that we have a different show coming up for our afternoon, and would you want to tell about it, Sherry?
I'm very excited. This is our first show that we're hoping to do more of, which is the Recovery Hour, the brighter side of recovery. You know, people think of recovery as not being brighter, but it actually is brighter, because that's when people are changing lives.
Yeah,
changing.
And recovery is really recovery of life, coming out of anything that you're going through in life, right?
Exactly. Everybody always thinks recovery means drugs and alcohol. It can be anything. It can be, you know, it could be food, it could be codependency, it could be the usual addiction, sex, love, drugs, alcohol, but it could be, how about recovery from not being conscious?
Yeah.
Recovery from, I don't know.
And especially our age, the death of a parent. That's a big,
everything. I mean, if you look through it, you know, there is so many different levels, right, that you go through. I mean, kind of like the anger, then you go through the, I mean, that's something that you deal with, right? And then, you know, you go through what are all the different levels?
The stages of loss are anger, depression. I don't know the exact.
Yeah, how they go.
Bargaining, you know, why did this happen to me? And then acceptance and letting go.
Yeah.
And they don't have to go in that order, actually. Yeah.
Well, anyways, again, that will be from 2 to 3 right here on AM 1590. And I would love to give away a set of tickets right now for 2, and that is the Shrek. Is coming here, and that is over at Caneo Players Theater from now to December. And all you have to do is give us a call right now to get your name in for that, 419-0008, 419-0008. We've got tickets for that, and also I'd love to give away a set of tickets to the Holiday Swing Big Band Dance, and that's over at the Poinsettia Pavilion Ballroom in Ventura, and that's Friday the 6th from 8 to 10:30. I've got a couple tickets for that too, so if anybody's out there and they like to swing and do that big band dancing, I love that.
I wish we still had restaurants where they had, you know, like from I Love Lucy, where they had the dinner and the dancing.
Isn't that fun?
I would love to do that.
Yeah, there you go. Anyways, we've got tickets over that, so give us a call. All you had to do and all you have to do is give us your name and your number, and tell us you know, again, that which one you want to win, or just enter to win and just call for the Kim Pagano Show. Again, we are looking for the diamonds of the 805.
If you know of anybody that is doing something for other people, or if they might not need just a little bit of help to get where they're trying to go, we would love to help them out with tickets to events, things that are going on in the community. Make sure you go to our website and give us their information, and we can talk to you and maybe help them out this Christmas. Have Santa Claus come early for them.
Oh, there you go. And that is KimPaganoShow.com. Thanksgiving is around the corner. Are you guys ready? Are you having Thanksgiving? You know, I just heard, I was thinking about you. One of my clients is just going to order the whole thing already done. And I was thinking,
I heard how you said that, just to.
Yeah.
As if that's not as
great. I was actually excited. I thought that was like a great.
Okay, because I'm starting to feel a little guilty that I'm going out to dinner.
No, I think, are you kidding? You're going to be served on. I'm trying to think of the way that I could get everything prepared so I can still be with my party. And
I think that's the way to go, unless you make it potluck and everybody makes it.
I couldn't imagine having Thanksgiving and not having it potluck. That wouldn't be fun to have.
I'd like to taste a couple of everybody's goodies.
But maybe it's just me. I do miss the home cooked Thanksgiving. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I do. I miss that.
Well, I don't know. I you know, like there's so many places that you could just buy the whole package and go, you know.
I was curious. Erewhon is near my house. That's that healthy organic food.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Their food is fabulous and it's really
very
healthy.
Good. Absolutely.
I would wonder what that would be like.
Those are good places if you're trying to watch what you eat. Those are great places to get dinner and make it later on because you can't fast food. You really get
it's
up
amazing.
There.
They do like a salmon bowl with brown rice.
Well,
and
guess what? Talking about healthy, I just went over to the Four Seasons and there was about 10 of us and we did a healthy eating and cooking. And we did a cooking lesson.
Great.
She's going to be on our show. I'm really excited.
Did you tell her she has to bring samples?
Yeah. But I'm not
how
only.
Fun was that?
Oh my God. We made cauliflower mashed potatoes. And my husband and I just repeated it. And it was delicious.
Uh-huh.
There was a ginger carrot soup that was to die for. I have all these recipes I can share.
Fun.
But not only that is everything. She used I think it was a tablespoon of oil for 10 salads. I mean, and pomegranate juice. It was so good. So anyways, I'd love to share that. I can't wait for her to be a guest on our show. She's going to teach us how, again, to eat healthy. I think that's what this is all about.
We should be called the food show. Okay?
Yeah, I know. To look good, feel good, do good. We are at the end of our show. Thank you so much for being here, ladies. Tom, thank you. And all of our listeners, I do want to invite you to our 2 o'clock show, 2 to 3, and it's all about recovery, any part of your life. And of course, we want to end our show with a moment of happiness. True happiness comes only by making others happy. When you make others happy, you make yourself happy. You've been listening to The Brighter Side of the 805. I look forward to talking to you later.